Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You never know what people are going through when you pass by every day in town and you're going about your business. But it was an interesting story, guys, and if you heard this, what happened in Miami? But Jessica Robles was stealing food to feed her family. Tons of food, a lot of food. And a Miami-Dade police officer, Officer Thomas, was about to arrest this woman for stealing food until she found out the whole story. She could visibly see, she says, reports that, you know, lady was hungry, the children were hungry, she had children were hungry. And instead of arresting this lady for stealing all this food, she goes, just move with compassion. I'm going to buy you groceries.
Oh, that's so beautiful, huh?
$100 worth of groceries.
Beautiful.
Oh, my goodness.
This is what Jessica Robles' 12-year-old daughter started to cry when the local TV station, I guess they got wind of this, and this is what the little girl says. It's not fun. It's not fun to see my brother in the dirt, hungry, asking for food, and we have to tell him there is nothing here. It's not fun.
Wow.
Well, that act of compassion, that act of just being moved by that, it prompted a lot of folks in the community to give resources, and it wound up being close to $700 worth of groceries. It gets even better. The local grocery store owner actually offered Jessica a job. And so they now have food, they have job. It was all because this report says that the officer didn't kind of just go by the book, but just said, listen, I just want to do what's right. You know, my heart with compassion, you know, I could have done this, but I just want to bless this family. You never know what folks are going through. Don't get in a paradigm that this or that. Let God move upon you with a heart of compassion and look beyond the circumstances and say, hey, what can I do for you?
Yeah, even Jesus stopped what he was doing. Remember, he said, hey, I can't give the breadcrumbs. And he says, wait a minute. I'm changing my plans here. And the officer changed her plans. My goodness, let's do that. Links of kindness.
Yes.
Let's be links of kindness. So big shout out to Joanne there. We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right. The VFM radio program. Just you're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday, at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day that day. On WHBR, find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.